Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I did get a text from Lottie Stockwells, and she wanted me to let everybody know that the big screen at the Alley is wired up and ready.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We use the word man boobs to describe Dan Issel.
And James Strebel.
You had him, you know, blowing things and muffing things.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
There are some really good pieces here. Mm-hmm. Just make the play when you have it there. Like, you get the ball all the way down the field. Score it. Don't turn it over. Stop fumbling. You know, make a tackle. You're right there. And I think I'm the most frustrated that Brian Brown got a fourth season. You know, and if we do have...
But you weren't last week.
Go. It's a Thursday. It's a thirsty Thursday around here. 302, it's ESPN 680, 105.7. Like I said, it's a Thursday. We got you to 6 o'clock. It's The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel will be alongside as we hang out today in the Mobile Liquor Bar and Studios. Jack Grossman.
Hello, ladies.
Today's effort, Jackie Boy. Good afternoon. What's happening?
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you today?
How you feeling? How you feeling? You feeling good?
I'm feeling good today. It's IU Media Day. How could I not be feeling good?
Well, I mean, you should have said something. We could have done a bit where you went up there. Now, we are shorthanded, but we could have had Nick Valdez. Maybe do that. I don't know. I mean, you should have said something at least. It's IU Media Day. What are we doing? Hopefully we can get some coverage later on, Jack.
Yeah. I mean, it's very much a thing where I knew we were already incredibly shorthanded, so I figured there wasn't much of a chance.
Should have done the show from up there.
I know.
How about that? Big Easy, Zach McCrite. It's his birthday, by the way.
Really?
By the way, his birthday is on IU basketball media.
Should we have Big Easy do the blitz then for IU?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we'll just call him. I mean, there is a 0.1% chance that he would answer.
Oh, no way.
And
there's
be ready
no way
to go for the blitz later on. So we are loaded today. No Bozich today. You know, he was traveling. He's going to be at, of course, IU, of course, right, Jack? IU basketball media days. So we'll talk with him tomorrow. Stuart Mandel in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll still have our blitz coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. And then Jeff Scott, South Florida head football coach, will join us at about 5:30. We'll have him right here on The Take on ESPN 680. 1057 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. If you want to get in on anything there, I think for me, Jack, and this is before Big Guy gets here, and he'll have.
We're gonna
his
break
things
down Woodson's quotes on Xavier Johnson.
Well, no, this is the thing, Jack. Do you have any cheesy basketball? Here's what I want you to do. Okay. I meant to talk off air, but let's just do this on air. Strebel's not listening anyway.
No.
Some of these segments, when Strebel's going on and on, I would like for you just to cut in with cheesy music and give us an IU basketball update. Give us an update on something that Mike Woodson said today. Something that you know that I care very little about and Strebel cares 0% about. That's kind of what it... Give us... There you go.
Yes!
And just give us something.
Mike Woodson moments ago on Xavier Johnson. X probably caught more hell on this team than anybody. There's a reason why. When you're building a basketball team, you expect a lot out of all your players, but point guard is a pivotal position on both ends of the floor.
It's a pivotal position. He's not lying. Yep. He's exactly right. So we'll have some fun with that as we go today. You know, a couple different things, Jack. So I was getting ready for today's show. And obviously, it's one of those things now to where we've, you know, we have... we have covered probably South Florida, although we did learn something talking with Jeff Scott earlier today. But you're learning about South Florida, and we'll start previewing that game more. And for U of L, it's so very much big picture, and then it's coupling the next two, perhaps three games together. I'm still not sold you could do that. Listen, I think Louisville will win. I think they should win. So I want to dive into that. And, Jack, that's the thing. You know, today I'm thinking, you know, we put a twist on it. I'm like, what do you think is going to happen on Saturday? And then it really should be what should happen on Saturday. And, of course, that is Louisville should go out and they should dominate and they should be able to throw for some touchdowns. They should feel good about themselves. If they do not, I mean, come on, at some point we can't just keep looking at each other and say they'll get it at some point, right? I mean, it's a game like this where, I mean, come on, we saw that early with, like, Charlie Strong even, where you lose a game and there's just no way to spin it. So I wanted to dive into that, and we'll get into Kentucky. We need to remember as we dive headfirst, Jack, into this analysis about Mark Stoops and what he did and what he said on Monday and what Scangarillo said after the win on Saturday. And that is, you know, it's go time for this offense. John Hale wrote, I think it was John Clay, actually. By the way, does John Clay have a feud with Dan Issel?
Issel had thoughts on Clay today.
Well, I know. Issel called Clay a shill for UK football. And then put Ben Roberts in a terrible spot as colleagues. We may need to dive into that at some point as we go. So I'm thinking about, okay, how are we going to talk about these teams? Kentucky's going to win. Northern Illinois is going to have their backup quarterback. So by far their best player is, I mean, it's looking like not going to be on the field on Saturday. And I expect Kentucky defense just to continue to run wild. And then it will be Ole Miss, and then it's Lane Train, and then it's going to be a little bit different. So, Jack, and then I'm looking around, and I guess this happened today. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's generic, but Strieb will be here at 3:15. We'll spice it up. What do we want to open to give people the vegetables of, hey, we're doing Sports Talk Radio? And then, Jack, I saw today that Drake May has had to apologize. Is this today or is this yesterday? That's what I need to know. I think it's yesterday. Did Drake May, do you know who Drake May is? If you don't,
is he Luke May's little brother?
We're going to make this a Kentucky and Louisville thing real damn fast. Drake May is the freshman quarterback at North Carolina. I don't know how – great-looking kid. I have no idea how good he is. I know he's got gaudy numbers. I know he's got 11 touchdowns, Jack, to just one interception, right? The opposite of what we have seen here, which is true efficiency. Now, the other problem is he's played like App State, who's been good, and they beat them. FAMU and, oh, I don't know, somebody else. And so he's played absolutely nobody. Buddy's a true freshman. He's a young-looking hot shot. Okay, got to watch out how you say that on AM radio. And he looks great. And he said, I mean, the kid's throwing darts all over the field, okay? And so we'll see what happens. But on his press conference 2 days ago, or the Monday or Tuesday press conference there for North Carolina, he was asked about playing NC State. Jack, I'm not sure I knew. Is it this weekend that game's going on? Did you even know that?
No idea.
did anybody know that?
You know, the football calendar just revolves around NC State.
So yes. I don't know why NC State got brought up. I got to be honest, I don't. But he made a quip at NC State when he was promoting his school, North Carolina. Go ahead and play this.
You know, you want to admit it or not, growing up in Carolina, you're going to be a Carolina fan. And, you know, some people may say State, but really people go to State, just can't get to Carolina.
Okay. So he said that. And then today, or I guess yesterday, one or the other, he apologized.
Yesterday,
he said it was inappropriate. And I don't know. I mean, like, Will Levis does L's down everywhere. Is that worse than L's down? Is
yes,
some of
that,
the
that's worse than L's down.
I mean, you're just making, you're just saying you go to NC.
There's
it's
a difference between
an academic joke, Jack.
Yes,
who cares? It's an academic joke.
I don't think it's bad. I think it's hilarious. But
yeah,
you're asking which one's
worse.
This is
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Hang on. This is North Carolina. Since when they made up fake stuff for their athletes? Since when am I going to be lectured by them? We don't do that here in Kentucky. Do you understand that? Indiana doesn't do that with Purdue. We don't apologize. Oh, man. I was flipping around Twitter, and I guess the algorithm was like 18 hours behind. You know, the algorithm's ridiculous right now on Twitter. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's terrible. Musk, buy it. Musk, I don't care. Bring Trump back. I don't care. Just buy it. Oh, my goodness. I saw that. He apologized.
I only have IU basketball stuff on my Twitter right now.
What's it say? Give me another Mike Woodson. There we go. Give me another one.
Mike Woodson says Xavier Johnson no longer has a vehicle. Quote, I took that away from him. He also says Reese Thompson has picked it up from behind the arc from previous years.
I don't believe that. I don't. Reese Thompson, your center.
He actually shot 40% from three in Big Ten play
really?
Last year. Yeah.
I remember him making it.
That one actually got better. I'm like Trace Jackson Davis. That one actually got better as the year went on. But that Xavier Johnson quote's a haymaker, though.
They took Xavier Johnson's car.
Yep. He doesn't have a car anymore.
No. Oh, that's brutal.
Oh, that's so bad. Imagine being a college senior and having your basketball coach say, hey, you can't have a car anymore.
That's ridiculous. Apologizing. He's apologizing for that. That's gentle ribbing between the universities. And yes, we should name the Hour Jack gentle ribbing.
Yes, absolutely.
But, I mean, what are we doing here? Apologize? Who got to him? Whose PR got to him? The last time somebody tried to get an apology was L's down, and it was Scott Satterfield, and it's going to live in infamy. Jack, if Satterfield does not work out, so many Louisville fans on that moment are going to go back to that moment, are going to point to that moment as potentially some of the first times they were worried about your boy Satterfield. Was complaining to Stoops about the L's down. An academic joke. Oh, goodness. Come on. What are we doing here? Anyway, we will dive into that. I think just quickly for me, just to set up the weekend, we'll take a break. Stream will be here in a minute. Again, we're full today. Blitz coming up. Stuart Mandel from The Athletic, college football editor there. We'll talk with him back into the 4 o'clock hour. Jeff Scott, South Florida head coach, at about 5:30. So we have a ton. We got sound. We got Issel sound. We have a ton to get to. We have blank sound as Big Boy was back today. And so we can do all that. Quickly, 437-9680. Before I read some text, I think for me, just to set up this weekend, it's not a question of what do you want to see. It is a question of what should you see. At this point of the season, not that guys cannot get better, and especially if you're playing a group of young players, and both teams are, and Kentucky has their fair share of that going on right now. By the way, speaking of Kentucky football, I want to get into Will Levis on the big board for Mel Kiper today. We'll get into that later in the show. It's good for Will Levis. Mel Kiper likes Will Levis. I'll put it that way. That's something the Kentucky fans need to get used to. I believe Mel Kiper does, in fact, really like Will Levis. But it's what should you see? Like, this is a weekend where U of L had the first three weekends where each game, and listen, Syracuse obviously is a different animal than what we thought probably in the offseason, but where they have not had a chance to breathe, where we knew it would be three games, it would be two at home, and then you're coming home to Florida State, which we knew before the season, during the season, an hour before the game, that it was going to be a close game, that it was going to be a 50-50 game. And so, I mean, listen, I believe they have a little chance to breathe here. That doesn't mean that Louisville's good enough to go out there and play a C-minus game and win the football game on Saturday. I'm not saying that. In fact, if you came up to me and said, hey, I'm going to take South Florida plus the couple touchdowns, whatever it is right now, Jack, I would say, okay, log on to our friends at DraftKings and take care of it. And so, like, I'm all good with, like, I am to the point to where there's no middle ground here. If Louisville wins this game and it's 30-20 and it's, you know, 33-23, I mean, you know, it's 28-21. If South Florida covers this number and this game is close in like the second half and there is a lack of urgency or there are, you know, busted plays where guys aren't making tackles, like, they got to blow South Florida out. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if not, it's kind of a lukewarm close win against South Florida. I think there's nothing there. I mean, Scott Satterfield is trying to build back here the next 3 weeks for this football team in the minds of their fans to get back and reach relevancy by Saturday, October 22nd against Pittsburgh, who could. I don't think they'll still be ranked. They may be. But they're better than Louisville, and they have shown that. And they're better than you, and I'd be stunned if they just weren't favored. Yeah, no, Pittsburgh's going to be favored in that game. And so it's Operation 3 weeks here for my man Scott Satterfield. And you don't start that by winning by six over South Florida. You don't. You don't. Malik's got to be, I mean, like, it's one of those games to where I'm almost to the point to where if they win and they look great and they blow them out 45-13, I don't know if my instant analysis is even going to be, well, of course, that's what Louisville should have been doing. Like, my confidence, and it was low as it is, my confidence is very low with this team right now. I have told you I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt other than I do think they'll win on Saturday. But I think we need to, I think we need to be talking about a win and a dominating performance. Kentucky went out there a couple weeks on their defense, and they'll do it again this week where it's one-dimensional offenses. It's lesser offenses, and they take care of them. Louisville needs to show something, anything like that. And so it's what will you do? What should you do this weekend? And for me, that's the case. On the Kentucky side, quickly, if you remember Monday, and I am interested if Mark Stoops has the same conversation today. But Mark Stoops got done watching that film from Saturday. And Rich Scangarello got done watching that film from Saturday. And they did not like what they saw. But it's not only that. They decided as a football coaching staff that we're going to go out there and we're going to play this as we're unhappy after this win. We got to get things going. Mark Stoops alluded to that. We'll talk to John Hale coming up in about 50 minutes, an hour or so. We'll talk to John Hale about it. But he was basically like, some of the outside run stuff, if we can't do it, we got to get away from it. I mean, Mark Stoops like, I gave you 3 weeks. We're running the football up the middle, okay? So the maturation of that offensive line, what does that look like? We'll talk to Max Godby coming up tomorrow about some of that offensive line stuff. So, if I'm a Kentucky fan, what I want to see is, like, it's the same thing as last week, and it didn't happen last week. It's the same analysis. I don't want to see Will Levis throwing interceptions at the 10-yard line. I don't want him turning the football over at all. At all. Zero turnovers. The only one you get, the only mulligan you get, is if you hit a receiver in the hands, it bounces up, they don't catch it, the defense is there. Otherwise, he needs to play a clean football game. Period. They need to be able to run the football. This is another free game. If Rocky Lombardi, which is just such a badass football name, quarterback at a mid-major, Jack, Rocky Lombardi.
He deserves to be so much better at football than he is.
No, we deserve to see him at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Just him trying to beat Kentucky defense.
He's not good.
His name's Rocky Lombardi.
I'm telling you, he was at Michigan State, and he sucked.
his name. He's got blonde hair. It's incredible. Rocky Lombardi.
Yes,
Imagine being up 7-0.
He's a disservice to that name.
No, he grabs his crotch in front of like Carrington Valentine and says, come get some of this, big boy. 7-0 Huskies. They didn't get the backup now. Would they put the backup in? They lost to Vanderbilt. By the way, I won money on that game. One of the few.
Nice.
Vanderbilt plus two.
I also had that.
Did you? Yeah. Yep. Come on. What are we doing? I did a teaser last weekend. Hey, there you go.
Yes. Stunning.
I did have the thing over the weekend where I thought I hit a bet and I didn't. that's always fun.
That's the worst.
And you check it and you think you got it.
Yep.
It was like a $40 bet too. Oh. So it was like a nice one. Yeah.
What game was it?
It was something with the Packers, I believe. Okay. Yeah.
I got to find my time to come over to God's country to place my bets for this.
Come on over to God's country. Come on over. But I'm a Kentucky fan. It's about running the football. It's about, like, to me, like, does Mark Stoops today play it like that? That urgency, that, I don't want to say anger or disgust. I think urgency is the word. Does he play it that way today? And I don't know the answer to that. And how much does that urgency change? I think, hey, he's saying, hey, we've had 3 weeks. We tried this. We need to change some things. What does Kentucky do? It's going to be, I think, another dominating performance. That spreads up to 25, 25 and a half, maybe even 26 at some places. So that's a lot of points. I'm not sure they covered that, but they very well may. 437, how's that for analysis? They might cover it, they might not. 4-3, I'm like Nick Valvano now. Johnny Two Sides. Good God. 437-968.
Did you know Nick's a coach apologist?
What's that?
Did you know Nick was a coach apologist?
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Do you have another Mike Woodson update?
I can get one here in about 5 seconds. Hold on.
Okay, 5-4-3-2-1. Come on, give us one. What's Woody have to say?
On Trace Jackson Davis shooting threes, he'll be in a position where he catches it out there, will have the opportunity to shoot it. If he shoots it, fine. I think if he makes a 15 to 17 foot shot, it's just as effective. He's going to be in position to shoot those shots. I don't believe him for a second.
No, I don't believe anything he's saying. You notice how he immediately went from, yeah, he might shoot some threes too, but it would be nice if he could just start at a 15-footer and then we can work our way back a little bit. I think that's what was going on there. All right, we'll take a quick break. 437-9680. Streep will be here in a moment. We're hanging out in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios. Blitz at 4 o'clock. Stuart Mandel, 440. South Florida head coach Jeff. I keep wanting to call him Jeff Long, too, by the way. Jeff Scott will join us at 5:30. It's a Thursday edition of The Take here on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That would be like, I don't know, I hate bacon. I don't know. What would be
Well, bacon is a kosher.
Since when do you care about that?
I love bacon cheeseburgers.
And James Strebel.
I just love him go, bacon's not kosher, and then the next breath, I love bacon cheeseburgers.
Who doesn't?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
At 5:30, 5:30, Jeff Scott will join us, South Florida head coach, right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. You know it's a Thursday. You know what that means. It's Wing Zone Thursday. Thank you to Adam and his staff there at Wing Zone, bringing some lunch by the ESPN Louisville studios. As always, 20 boneless or original wings for just $20, 40 wings for $40. It's a great deal. It's also never too early to start thinking about football watch parties, tailgates, and much more. WingZone.com, the two locations in Louisville, Hikes Point and Poplar Level Road. So we appreciate them. Had some Wing Zone today, so that was very good.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Streeble's here.
Some
Wing Zone. Oh, yeah. I forgot to introduce. Streeble's here.
Hey, I'm here. Hey,
he's
everybody.
Here. He wanted to dive in right to the Celtics coach.
Joe Mazzulla, baby.
Yeah, didn't
Joe Mazzulla, interim head coach from West Virginia fame.
A pathetic loss.
It was a pathetic loss.
The groundwork for everything that you would know under John Calipari.
Final Four championships.
Failures in the NCAA tournament.
But no,
fizzling out with the most talent to Joe Mazzulla. And there was a Flowers on that team, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Jack. Who's on that team?
Devin Ebanks was on that team.
Ebanks.
Yes, Deshaun Butler.
Ebanks.
Yep. Yes.
Those were the guys.
And Butler tore his ACL
in the Final Four. And Huggins was kissing him and hugging him.
Yeah, Huggies gave a little smooch while he's on the ground. Yeah.
Old Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, but I don't.
Those backdoor passes on John Wall. I can still see it right now. West Virginia, Steve Rummage's favorite players.
One
2-point field goal in the first half, West Virginia.
Again, how about that?
He can't have
what a win.
He can't have Louisville as his favorite players because they can't beat Kentucky players or Kentucky teams.
As in so Joe Mazzulla.
He's got to pivot to bum ass Joe Mazzulla.
There it is.
As a player. But no, I didn't want to get him. But I just the only way I found out about that was that it just said something about Nia Long, who's like his wife, and she's like an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she's very popular and people love her. And
she is.
She's attractive, yes. And so he was just getting crushed for cheating on her. And then it comes out, it's like, well, it's an entire year. It's got to be a little more than he's just, like, sleeping with someone in the program. You know what I mean? I just kind of, like, I was like, a whole year for adultery? What's going on here? What's going on?
Rick Pitino got an extension and a raise.
He did, yeah, he did. And he ended up getting a national championship not too long after.
He became a Hall of Famer a couple years later.
Yeah. Things have changed, Andy.
Back in my day. You could have a quick adultery and make a Hall of Fame.
You actually get rewarded for it.
Back in my day. Anyway, 437-9680. Several things that I want to get to. Any reaction from any things I said when you were driving in? Any reaction?
I agree with pretty much everything you said about Kentucky.
Okay, we can move on.
Well, I do have a quibble with the Louisville.
You think it's a close game?
Yeah, I don't think they blow them out.
I think there's a chance.
Pat thinks it's a close game, too.
Well, I agree with Cardinal Pat, which is bad because he's been wrong about everything.
By the way,
he did pick Florida State to win. It's the first time he's been right.
Cardinal Pat is just going to be out there by himself, Jack, at 9 a.m.
Oh.
Before then, at our tailgate down there with Rebel XP.
Yeah?
Like, I don't know how many people are going to be there for a noon game. Like, I really don't know.
South Florida coming off a loss.
I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, it's going to be beautiful, but it also, in the morning, it might be like 55 degrees until it warms up.
What's up with Taylor Lynch? Is he okay?
Oh, I guess he's going to be back. Never mind. I forgot. But
they're going to
be,
okay.
I mean, they could be in the parking lot around. Like, I'm thinking about going down there just pounding a couple beers.
Hell yeah, man. Why not?
Go down there.
Yeah.
What games are at noon? I need to find out. This is one of those Diener games where I leave at halftime.
Right, exactly. You show up.
This is one of those. I'm there. Little pregame. There won't be anybody there.
Right. You can sit wherever you want
to
sit.
Fight over the food. I mean, Saturday morning, we're talking 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Yeah. I mean, we're talking 57 degrees.
Yeah, it's you're feeling good. You got a long sleeve sweatshirt on. Got some shorts on. You're feeling great. You got Cardinal Pat giving takes, telling us how it's going to be a close game. Taylor Lynch thinks it's going to be a blowout.
It'll be wonderful. Blank will be there.
Oh, Blankenbaker's back on Saturday, too.
I'll be wearing a wire for the Fayette County Sheriff's Office.
Just in case.
Getting close to blank. So, what about Vito Tisdale?
Yeah, pull your shirt out.
If you could talk directly into my breast.
That would help.
What do you think of Vito Tisdale? I did text Blank today. Oh. I go, you know, if you erase texts, they still have them.
Oh God!
Nothing with him.
Oh,
did he? Have you been subpoenaed yet?
Did he respond? Or did he stay quiet?
I mean, no, he responded.
Oh, did he? Okay, good. Okay, yeah, he's
just laughing.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah.
I was just kidding around.
I know, but I don't know how sensitive he is about it. That's the thing. Is
well,
like,
I don't think it got talked about.
Well, I didn't think it would.
Nick Valvano was running the board today,
yeah.
And I just text Nick. It was Nick, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Nick.
Yes.
I just text him, culture of silence.
Yeah, Nick just moved along.
By the way,
along.
Poor Nick had Paul Biancardi on, and he praised Kentucky. We got to get to it.
Paulie B did?
Oh,
yes!
Yeah. Right there
Nick's
for Bob.
Nick's
cutting it. Oh, yeah. Good. Well, Bob,
you want to be on 93.9? This is not the way.
Yep.
This is not the way.
You want to keep that seat by Paul Rogers?
Yeah.
Is that what you want, Bob?
Is this what you want?
This is how you do it. You don't bring Paulie B on. He's got to crush the Cats, even though their head coach is now praising Kentucky. So it's not that big of a deal anymore, Andy. Kentucky around here, and it's okay.
Texter says, during Jack's Sports Center, he said, Burger Lee.
Oh, yeah, no, it was terrible.
Burger Lee?
Yes.
Burglary.
Oh, yes. Burglary.
Yes, and now that's going to be my end, and I'm going to mess it up the other two times.
Jack was thinking
I said it good all day, and then,
burglary.
And then that one I...
Yeah.
Burglary.
No, it's a difficult word. It's just a word, unless you're
it's
working like
you
news.
You say very often.
You never say it.
No.
Exactly.
No, burglary. See, someone got
burglary.
Robbed.
Yeah.
The store got robbed. That's
again,
you
unless you're like John Bull or something, and you're in the news. You know, you're Ragsdale. You go out there.
Right.
You're on WDRB.
Covering a story.
Vegas 2.0's there, Jason Riley. You got Bozich talking about Miller Kopp. By the way, Mike Woodson called Miller Kopp a pro.
A pro?
He called him a pro.
A pro what?
I think a real pro, like he's a good teammate. There it is.
There it is.
Yep.
He also said, Mike Woodson said he's there to win Big Ten and NCAA championships.
Yep.
Whoa.
If you don't like that, get off the boat.
Get out of here.
Get off the damn boat.
Transfer to
what
Northwestern.
What did he say, Jack? Give us the actual quote.
No, that is the quote. Oh, I came back here to win Big Ten and national championships. That's the quote.
How about that, Jack? You all tuned up? You ready to go?
Now, is Miller Kopp
like a real pro, or is he Louisville has like 20 pros on their football team. So it's that type of pro.
Yes.
Dude. They named him today.
They named who?
Oh, Jack, I don't know if you heard it. I don't think I put it on the sheet. We may need Nick's help there.
Navin and Rummage?
No, Blank and Rummage.
Oh.
They named all the pros on the Louisville team now. Football team.
No, they didn't. Andy, they did. No, you're pulling my leg right now. They didn't. I'll pull your leg.
What else? You want me to pull that leg? I'll pull that leg.
You pull one of these Skechers off. They are Skechers.
He has some Skechers on today. Even a Hawaiian shirt on today.
I do,
That's interesting to pick.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where I knew it was going to be a nice weather day.
It's beautiful
out. I was feeling good this morning, so I put this on. So that's all that is. But, they named pro. It's like the basketball pros with Brian Hall.
Texas says, I caught 5 minutes of Blank telling us why we're actually a good team this morning. I threw up in my mouth.
Who was that?
Texas says, Ence is clearly a modern-day Mothman.
I wish it's, you know where Ence is going when he goes to England?
I mean, soccer game.
The Mothman commitment?
No.
soccer games.
He's going to Stonehenge.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to go to Stonehenge. He was showing me his itinerary and like what he's going to do. He's going to be able to actually get behind the ropes of Stonehenge. It's like a big deal because he's going super early in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. He'd tell me if he sees anything paranormal.
Texas says 4379680. Today is Big Easy's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, we need to reach out to Big Easy.
We do need to reach out to Big Easy. I like to tell him happy birthday.
A little happy birthday.
Yeah. How old is he? 42?
Yeah, I might have him 43.
43?
Something like that.
This is a guesstimate, how long he's been in the biz and everything else. So, 42, 43 sounds about right.
Texas says, Burger Lee is what the Hamburglar from McDonald's used to do.
He did. He burgerlied. Jack had to be thinking of burgers. He saw that word burglary.
I was thinking deli food today.
Jack had the deli food again today.
Deli food?
Yeah.
Cats' deli.
I saw that. I saw Rummage had a picture of like
a big
bagel with like ham on it. It looked good.
Corned beef.
It looked really good.
Yes.
Corned beef.
Ham.
I like corned beef.
What is that? Is that ham? What is that?
You would have loved the corned beef.
Jack handed me a piece of corned beef today that I thought was in the trash and said, do you want a piece?
No.
Like, not from your grubby hands, I don't.
It wasn't from the trash.
I thought, because you reached down, it looked like you, like, pulled it out of the trash.
No,
like
it was on the plate.
Oh, it was on the plate. Gotcha.
Okay. I'll eat corned beef.
After your hands have touched all the computers around here.
Yeah, we're
I washed them before I started eating.
I'll eat corned beef, like, once a year. That's St. Patrick's Day. My wife makes corned beef and cabbage.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's really good. It's really good.
My Texas says, my goal is for Ents to go to England and never come back.
Oh, is that Mitch? That someone from the Discord?
Ents should know this, if he's listening, that Mitch did reach out and say, congrats on blocking Ents.
He did.
He says, your life will be a lot better. They hate each other, for people that don't know.
Yeah.
Texas says, does Cerebral believe in Bigfoot? We talked about that.
Yeah, I do. I do. I believe in Bigfoot. Absolutely. 100%.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll do a Bigfoot segment one time.
We can do that. That's a good answer from you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Coming up here at 4 o'clock, we'll get to the Blitz. Jack, I want to do something here. Well, I won't put Jack in a bad spot.
Oh, good.
And I'm using our guy Jeff Greer as an example.
Okay, Greer.
But it's not him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it doesn't have to do with Jeff Greer. He's just
everybody
an
does this, and Greer has done this as well.
Okay.
So Jack, I assume you read this, his latest blog entry, newsletter, if you will.
Floyd Street's Finest.
And one of the items on there was Curtis Williams.
Yes, the new commit.
And one of the things that Greer noted was that we are starting to see a pattern.
Okay.
And that is... Kenny Payne wants long, athletic, versatile, multiple position guys.
Sure, positionless basketball.
Positionless basketball.
We're going to get that.
Okay, right. Yes, that might be one thing. I did have a Louisville buddy say, talking about Kenny Payne, and he's like talking about they're going to bring the press back, and I'm like, you know how Kentucky plays? That's how you're playing.
Yeah, you get used to it. Yeah, you've seen all these years of hate watching
Kentucky.
You've
seen 12 years of Cal. That's how you're playing. Hey, I wonder how we're going to play. That's how you're going to play.
Watch Kentucky this year and watch Louisville try to do it this year.
I don't know if I'm kidding. I really don't.
I don't think they'll press. No.
Anyway, so Greer said that. And Jack, again, I don't want to put Jack in a bad spot. We love Greer.
Yes, we do.
But it's now a pet peeve of mine. Everyone's looking for that player except for Chris Mack.
And Tony Bennett.
Yeah, except
for Archie Miller.
Like everyone's
it's like
looking,
three coaches.
Yeah. It's like everyone wants either that or the pack line defense people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I don't know what to tell you. I feel like it's not analysis. It is analysis.
Well, you know, it's the type of guys that Florida State goes after.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, they want multiple position. Tall, athletic guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the only guy that didn't want that, so I started thinking. And Tony Bennett's one, and then I'm like, Chris Mack.
Chris Mack's
I'm
the
like,
other.
I'm like, oh, Chris Mack.
Yeah, he didn't want
those
guys.
Might be Chris Mack.
No, you're exactly right. It's like you look around the country, and who's getting recruited? The top recruits are that kind of player and guards. And that's what Kansas gets. That's what Kentucky gets. Duke, UCLA, all the Southern Cal, Florida State, all these teams do. So it's like, I guess Louisville fans are Jeff Greer. Is just so shocked that Kenny Payne's going after these kinds of guys because he's had a few years now of Chris Mack going after the exact opposite.
Kind
of slow,
five-star.
Short, you know, built like me.
Undersized.
You know, 5'9" guards.
Trying to play at Marshall with heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Gritty
players. Now, senior leaders.
You're right.
Leadership.
Now he's seeing like what the Isaiah Miranda kid, a 5-star,
7'1", long, rangy, can step out and hit shots. Even to a lesser extent, like Devin Ree. Devin Reed's, what, 6'6", 6'7", a little bit of a tweener guard forward. Greer's like, what the hell's this? What kind of analysis do I have with this guy? I haven't seen players like this before.
Dino Gaudio liked Aaron Van Hagen. What was that guy's name?
Van Hagen.
Van Hagen. Zach, look him up. He went to Ole Miss.
Eric VDH.
They were.
Thank God. Ethan Moore would have given him a name.
Oh, he would have. He would have had a name.
Ethan.
They're going after Gus Bus. But
what's his name?
It's Vanderhagen was his name.
It's Vanderhagen.
Was it Eric?
I think it is Eric Vanderhagen.
Was that his name?
Did he come here for a little while?
Oh, he was committed for a good while.
Eric Vanderhagen.
Yeah, Eric Vanderhagen. You're right.
You're damn right.
He did a video where he's like going across the bridge. He's like, look at the center, how pretty it is. And then he's with Kermit Davis now.
He averaged 0.4 of a point per game last year.
But that was his freshman year. Everyone knew he was going to sit no matter where he went.
Louisville fans didn't think so. When he's committed, they were jacked. Andy, you remember the analysis on Vanderhagen.
He was 2-10 from the field last season.
That's one of Chris Mack's better recruits.
So he's hit one more three in his career than Trace Jackson Davis. I knew you'd like that one.
NBA guy, Trace Jackson Davis.
Texas has three, but there's literally no way Bigfoot exists.
That's fine.
Texas has Big Boy is Bigfoot.
No, I'm not. I don't live in the woods.
For Jack from South Park, man's best friend is ham.
That's a good one.
Jack got a pop culture reference.
Yes.
That is South Park tied.
Of course.
Texas says, is there more than one Bigfoot?
Yeah, there are big feet out there. Yeah, of course there is. They're like a colony.
Texas says, if you're thinking about going to Big Easy's birthday party tonight, I would caution against it. Last year, it took 7 of us to peel him off the floor of the rustic frog at 4:15 a.m. and carry him to the car.
He would have to peel someone off that floor.
Texas says, I bet Big Easy got one of those fancier porta-pots at the job site today for his birthday.
No, he got the private porta-pot for it. It was only for Easy.
And again, no matter, I don't care if it's winter, you go in the mobile unit, it's got a window unit of air conditioner that is dripping
it's
cold.
It's a trailer.
It's a trailer.
Yep.
It's got a dartboard.
Yep.
And a picture of Kathy Ireland.
Yeah. No, not a picture, a calendar. a Kathy Ireland calendar right behind his desk. Hey, you see May? Oh, boy.
Texas says the big man Whisper wants to play positionless basketball. Okay. Well, I don't know what that means. He was a big man whisperer on Kentucky's team.
Yeah, Kentucky,
Now it's changed.
Yeah, he's an every player whisperer. He needs to be a guard whisperer is what he needs to be. Who's the guard whisperer? Nolan Smith.
I'm not going to read this. They're just mean.
They're mean.
It's just mean sport. Yeah, there's just people being mean.
Oh, well, yeah. That's the text line. Yeah,
not even to you. They're mean people.
437-9680.
Jack, do you want to play a piece of sound or two before we get to the Blitz?
Sure.
What was good today?
Issel.
Well, he's on a run, man.
Issel's beefing with John Clay. You want to do that?
Yeah, you were talking about that.
He swiped him a couple times,
I
think.
Ben Roberts in a bad spot.
Yeah.
He had Ben Roberts on. And talked bad about John Clay.
Yeah, go ahead and play.
I don't have that one, but I have the other one of him.
Oh, I thought that's what. Okay, yeah, there we go. Yeah, go ahead.
John, you've got to be a little controversial once in a while. Don't be a shill for UK football. This is incredible. I mean, the first three paragraphs of this article are all laden with excuses about why the offensive line is so crummy.
Crummy.
That's how I'm going to...
124th in sacks allowed. 122nd, excuse me, in rushing offense. And 126th in average yards per rushing attempt.
That's as bad as it sounds, folks.
And you're going to tell me that this is a top 10 college football team? You know, if they don't get there... If they don't get this straightened out, I mean, you can't look at those stats. I mean, that's pathetic. And if they don't get this straightened out quick, and I don't mean this week, I mean next week, this season isn't going to turn out like everybody that wears big blue hopes it will.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Oh, inject that into my veins, Jack.
Dan Issel.
He's pivoted against UK football.
Yes, he has. He's mad.
I love every bit of it.
He's mad at Stoops.
I love every bit of it.
Stoops made him come out of Twitter hiding, and he had to tweet, we're a basketball school.
You know the best.
Issel's leaning fully into this, man.
Well, here's the best.
I love it.
I know you love it because you agree with him.
Yeah.
Issel's gone from being, you know, causing Cal headaches through you part of the time, but well, swiping Cal to now he's Cal's greatest ally.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah.
But Issel's going to take Stribble shine here, isn't he?
Yeah, 100%. Of course he is.
He's taking your shine.
And I'll bend the knee to him.
You don't have an option.
I don't. Yeah. Anybody else
so
I'd battle.
Well.
Yeah, I might as well just bend the knee and acquiesce this to Dan Issel and let him have it.
You might as well.
I'm done. He is the voice of Big Blue Nation basketball. And when he speaks, that's it.
I thought it was Jack Pilgrim.
No.
437-9680. Should have went to break right there, Jack. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I still have a read. 437-9680 Blitz coming up next on a Thursday.
As the game passed Cal by, we talk about it next on The Take with Andy Sweeney and James Strebel on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, guys, get fit. You need to do it. You know you need to do it. Or add to that home gym. You know you need something else. It's the fitness market. Trust who we trust here at ESPN Louisville. Family-owned business for more than two decades. They do everything. Sales and service. They'll pick up, deliver, assemble. They'll work on anything that you have. The best brands at the best prices. It's the fitness market. You can find them right now. TheFitnessMarket.com. Check out their Facebook page as well. Constantly being updated, or give them a call at 882-2694. They have the showroom there, the superstore, the plant side drive location, Westport Road as well. Whether it be a treadmill, a rowing machine, or anything in between, they got you covered today. Financing is available. They'll work with your budget. Used equipment is there. I got Spirit treadmill. Had like 35, 40 miles on it. I've had it for 6-7 years. It's a great deal. 882-2694 or find them online right now, thefitnessmarket.com.